Moncrief on News Talk.
On Saturday, there's going to be a protest in Wexford, but it can't be that loud. New bylaws have been introduced which limit the decibel level at which buskers can perform. And those buskers are going to be demonstrating on Saturday. Cameron Allen is the person who organised all that. He's a musician and artist in Wexford. Afternoon, Cameron.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
Now, is this one of a series of regulations in relation to buskers that they brought in?
Yes, it is. Yeah, under the bylaws, there seem to be a couple of sections within them that kind of regulate things like the noise level and the use of amplification and percussion instruments. Also,
right. Okay, and they've set the decibel level at 65 decibels. Is that right?
Yeah, that's section 7 of the bylaw, 65A decibels, which is. It's crazy because it's the normal of level conversation. You know what I mean? Like if we were having this conversation in person at the moment, I'm sure they might call us a bit too loud if they were following to those rules, you know?
Okay. But I assume they brought in these regulations. Has there been an issue with some, you know, some people busking and it being a bit loud?
Oh, of course. I mean, like when there's more than a handful of buskers playing on the street, of course, there are going to be some people that have taken liberties and will be too loud. You know, not even through any kind of malicious intent. Even I've done it myself, you know what I mean? You kind of lose sight of it a couple of times. But I think that it's a bit crazy instead of working with the musicians to kind of say, hey, look, well, that was too loud. You know, will you keep it down? You know, they kind of bring out laws to enforce it, which I think is a bit strong-handed now, in my opinion.
Yeah, and well, did they consult with buskers, as far as you know?
No, not at all. Like there was one councillor, Mr. Tom Ford, running for Sinn Féin currently. He actually let me know when they were talking about these bylaws in council meetings. And throughout that whole time, we were never approached by any of the council officially.
Okay, so
to work on these bylaws.
Yeah, because when you can see the sense of having, you know, not bursting people's eardrums and that kind of stuff.
Of course.
Did they consult anyone about the actual limit they were setting, the 65 decibels? Because I assume if this continues, you won't be able to play music because is it close to impossible to play music that softly?
Of course. I honestly could not tell you who came up with the idea of the 65 decibel limit. It's way too low, and I don't know who they consulted, but they definitely weren't a musician, whoever they were.
Right.
Or whether they could have been a musician, but definitely not a busker, maybe. I don't know, because it wasn't stated where they got any of that information from, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Like the other bylaws are things like not to be repeating the same songs over and over again. Can you go to the local authority now and get a list of these regulations?
Yes, you can. You can actually get the draft of the bylaws from the council office. If anybody would from around Wexford especially would like to go get them and review them. I've also posted them on all of my social medias as well.
Yeah.
And I think there's possibly a PDF version available online. I'm not too sure. But they're readily available and rightly so.
Yeah. And within the council itself, it seems to have been pretty controversial anyway. It wasn't unanimous support.
Yeah, so there were two councillors that really had our backs, Councillor Tom Ford and Councillor Leonard Kelly, which the two of them have also been instrumental in our agenda, and they've helped us out a lot. They've really kind of stood for representing the people instead of representing the wants and needs of the county council, you know?
Yeah. According to Google, 65 decibels is not very loud. It's quieter than a typical office or a car going at 60 miles per hour. With the windows closed.
So,
that's pretty quiet. So you have a petition, Cameron. So far, how many signatures have you gathered for that?
I think on the online signatures on change.org, we have, I think it's 1,160 something at the moment. And we're gathering physical signatures as well, which is just reaching over 1,000, hopefully by the weekend as well. So we'll have definitely over 2,000 by the end of it.
And the protest that you're going to be staging on Saturday, what's going to be happening at that?
So a bunch of us are meeting up on top of Ann Street in Wexford. A bunch of musicians, a few politicians and some people alike, just even people that support the cause. We're not going to be playing any music, though, because we don't want to we don't want our gear taken off us and told that we're gone over 65 decibels, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to silently protest for 1 hour from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock and also collect physical signatures for our petition as well and talk to people and, you know, kind of spread the word out about what's happening.
Yeah. Now, if somebody kind of turns up in Wexford and isn't aware of this particular bylaw and they break the 65 decibel limit, what's the penalty for that?
Well, in the current draft of the bylaws, I think it's under section 22. It says that their gear can actually be confiscated by an Garda Síochána.
Oh.
And they will also have to bear the cost of that seizure as well.
Oh,
so
right.
So it's quite ridiculous now.
Yeah. Now, so far, Cameron, have you had any contact with anyone within the council who has been instrumental, pardon the pun, in passing these particular bylaws to kind of point out that perhaps the decibel limit is a bit low?
Oh, of course. I actually had a lovely conversation with Councillor George Lawler, the man who proposed these bylaws at Pride in the Park in Mín Rian last week. And I think he definitely agrees that the decibel limit is quite low, although he's currently willing to kind of work with us on it. But I think it's just an awful shame that it took people standing up and making a fuss to be recognised by the county council, should that not have been the case in the first place.
Yeah, and so to get that 65 decibel limit changed, will the council have to vote on that again? Will they have to amend the actual bylaws?
Yeah, they'll definitely have to amend the bylaws. So what we hope to do anyway is actually work on amending the bylaws with them and come to a happy medium, say that like they did on Grafton Street and in Galway and Cork and Waterford, everywhere that's had these kind of bylaws put in place, so that things work for everybody, buskers, business owners, regular people, you know.
Yeah, Cameron, we wish you well. Hopefully a sensible solution can be arrived at. That's Cameron Allen there, a musician and artist in Wexford, and that silent protest is taking place this Saturday in Wexford. A bit of support for it though. Someone says, good on Wexford Council. I'd ban all amplification, particularly in Dublin. If you can't be heard singing on your own, you shouldn't be busking. Part of it is that loads of these guys are using backing tracks and guitar pedals, as well as playing themselves, to make them sound much better. Without amps, they couldn't use them. But isn't that that's an artistic judgment rather than a technical one? You know, people are performing with different sound styles of music, and you do hear people who are using amplification and backing tracks, but in many cases they sound absolutely fantastic. Clara, now if it's too loud, it's too loud. That's a separate issue. Clara says, I don't know about the decibels, but buskers are far too loud on the streets anyway. No need for amplification. Never had buskers using amplification years ago. Yeah, but they were, like, years ago, it was mostly drunk guys who were just trying to get enough money so they could go back in and buy more pints. Des says, while I love good busking, and we regularly go to Galway specifically for the street music, some buskers have no cop on. There's one idiot with a set of drums in Galway who drowns out every other bit of music up and down the street, and that's just antisocial, says Des.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.